Good evening. Let me look at everybody. Good to see everybody. It's Wednesday night, midweek assembly. The saints are gathered. Am I okay? Okay. All right. Praise God. God is good. We're going to be in John. Not that John, the Gospel of John. Chapter 12 and verse 49. John chapter 12 and verse 49. The title of tonight's message is Father Speak. Father Speak. Sometimes you hear the term something speak out there in the world, in culture. You may hear tech speak. That means there's a certain vernacular that is given to that particular industry of technology. You may hear investment speak, and that's a certain language and certain things you would expect to hear if somebody was speaking investment speak. Certain words and terminology you might hear in that industry, in that field, in that arena, that you might not hear in another, but because it's specific to that arena, to that area, it's called that thing speak. You may hear of church speak. You may hear about that in evangelism. Don't use too much church speak. They don't understand what you're saying. That's church speak. You gotta speak in their terms. And so church speak tends to be something where you expect to hear certain things when you come to church. Hey, brother. Hey, sister. That's good, though. That's good. Good. But we may call that church speak. And so tonight we're talking about father speak, and that there are certain things you would expect to be in the mouth of our Heavenly Father. Certain things that he would say, certain things that he would not say. And our words are important. What we say, what we speak is important. Your words have power. Proverbs chapter 18 says that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love to use their tongue will reap the benefits of it, whether good or bad. Those who love to talk, those who love to speak, be careful. You tend to use more words than other people. There's nothing wrong with being talkative. Just make sure you're talking the right thing. Make sure you're speaking the right thing. Your speech is important to the kingdom of God. It is how things are established in the earth. Jesus spoke to the fig tree, and what happened? It withered away. God in Genesis chapter 1 said, "Let there be light." And what happened? There was light. It is how the earth came into existence. God spoke, and then it was. And so you are a speaking spirit as a believer. And what you say is important. You can declare a thing with the words of your mouth, establish a thing with the words of your mouth, good or bad. And so obviously we want to make sure that we are saying the same thing that he said, not just saying what we feel or saying, re-emphasizing what we see in what's around us, but saying what he said, speaking like the Father would speak, saying what the Father would say. In John chapter 11, we're coming back to 12, we have the account of Lazarus, and Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. But there are certain things that Jesus said that he spoke leading up to that event. He said, this sickness will not end in death. Psst, Jesus. He died. Jesus did not say that Lazarus would not die. He said that that would not be the end of it. He told his disciples, Lazarus is dead, but I go to wake him. He told the sisters, your brother will rise again. These are things that he's saying as he interacts with people. What are you saying when you interact with folks, with people out there? He was saying something about the situation leading up to the situation. And so when he got to the tomb, he felt comfortable enough in the presence of God to say, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. What did God hear? God heard what he was saying to other people around him. How he was talking out in public before he came to the situation. He was saying, this will happen. This will be the result of this. He was consistent in what he said about the situation. So then when he got to the situation, it was nothing for him to say, Father, you have heard how I've been talking out in public. Now, what I'm about to say, this decree I'm about to make, is in line with everything I've already been saying. What we say, what we speak as believers, as children of God, is important. John chapter 12, verse 49. Jesus said, for I did not speak on my own initiative. Some translations said, I did not speak of myself. Are you speaking of your own initiative? Are we saying what the Father said, or are we saying what we want to say, what we feel like saying? For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. We have a commandment from God on how to talk, on what to say and what to speak. And giving someone a piece of your mind, ain't it? Psst, Lord, what do you want me to say to this person? It ain't that. Tell them you love them. Tell them God loves them. But Lord, I don't even like them. You can say what you want to say. You can speak of your own initiative, or you can speak what God commanded you to say. Speak what God gave you to speak. Say what God gave you to say. Well, God, I don't feel like saying that. I feel like saying this. You can speak what he commanded you to say and walk in victory Or you can speak of your own initiative and experience defeat. The choice is up to you. We don't want to just say what we feel like saying. We don't want to rehearse the bad around us, the circumstance around us. We don't want to reaffirm the bad situation. We already know it's bad. You don't have to keep affirming that it's bad. We know it's bad. You got a headache? We get it. Stop saying, I got a headache. I got a headache. I got a headache. Let the weak say, I'm not weak. It doesn't say, let the weak say, I'm not weak. It says, let the weak say the opposite of what they are. Say the opposite of what they feel. Let the weak say something different. Well, Brian, my head hurts. We get it. There are many people around you who have experienced that same thing. You can keep affirming what you have and keep what you have, or you can speak something different and watch the situation change. How did God tell you to talk about that circumstance? How did God tell you to talk about that situation? What did God tell you to say about that lost loved one? About that lost child? What has God given you to speak concerning that? Are you speaking it? Are you saying it? What has God given you to say about that business that seems to be failing? What has God given you to say about your future, about his call on your life, where he's called you to be, what he's called you to do? Are you declaring what God said about you, not how you see yourself? He has given me a commandment what to say and how to speak. God has given you a commandment because, like Jesus is the Son, you are a Son of God as well. As he is, so are you in the earth. We want to function and operate in the earth the way the Son functioned and operated in the earth. We want to speak the same way that he spoke. We want to say the same things that he said. We want that submission to the Father as he had. That is what we aspire to. That is what we look at. For I did not speak, verse 49, on my own initiative. I didn't just make something up to say. But the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me. Are you speaking it just as he told you to speak it? Brian, God gave me a word. Are you speaking it the way he told you to speak it? Or are you adding a little bit of flavor to it? Let me doctor this up a little bit. Let me flavor this up a little bit with my own thoughts. No. The Bible says that not many should become teachers because God gives you what to say. He gives you a commandment what to say. Now, me as a teacher, I have a conviction in my heart that when I get up here, I don't want to talk a whole lot about me. Now, I may share some stories, let you know how my little girls are doing. You know, got to get that plug in. No, so we do those things. If something I've been through or gone through and something God brought me out of, then I'll share that. And we should all do that and testify of what God has done in our lives. But you understand what I'm saying? I don't want to get up here and preach me, teach me. Y'all didn't come here to hear about me. Y'all didn't come here to hear what I think. Hopefully you came here to get some of this. Yes. Hopefully you came here to get some of that. So I don't want to think about me. I don't want to teach me. Now, it's not to say that I can't miss it. But my heart's cry, my heart's desire is to speak what he told me to speak, how he told me to speak it. And say what he told me to say, how he told me to say it. So Jesus said, and Jesus is our example, therefore the things I speak just as the Father has told me. There's nothing wrong with sharing the challenges that you're facing, the things that you're going through with a brother or sister in Christ, a close friend. But there should always be a but. Yes, I'm dealing with this. Yes, I'm going through this. Yes, this is very challenging, but I know the Lord has a way of escape. But I know the Lord has a way out. You got to get your butt in place. Don't let the story end with, I'm going through the wilderness, the valley, but the Lord has delivered me out of them all. But the Lord always leads me in triumph. But make sure there's a but there. I don't know if we're going to make it. Is that the commandment God gave you on what to speak? Of what to say? He's given us a commandment as to what to speak, as to what to say. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am the head and not the tail. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is what he's commanded me to speak, what he's commanded me to say. So many people look at themselves and they say, I'm not worthy. I don't deserve it. No, God has made me the righteousness of him in Christ Jesus. I'm so stupid. I'm so dumb. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm not smart enough. No, I have the mind of Christ. I have the thought process of God. I have the consciousness of God. That is what God has commanded me to speak. That is what God told me to say. Because his word says it. And I can say what his word says. So whether it's from the scripture or whether it's by the Spirit, you want to say what God said. You want to speak what God spoke. And you want to do it in the spirit that he would do it in. Ephesians tells us to speak the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. Well, Brian, we got to tell them like it is. Yes, we do. But there's a way you do it, and there's a way God does it. We want to do it. We want to say it the way he would say it. Colossians chapter 4 tells us Let your speech always be with grace. Are you telling them that truth with grace? Are you speaking what needs to be spoken with grace? Or are you speaking to your brother, your sister, with "you're done for"? Condemnation. There's no way out for you. You shouldn't have done that. Let your speech be with grace, as if it was seasoned with salt. Are your words seasoning, or are your words hurtful? Do you build up, or do you tear down? God has given us his word for reproof, yes. Edification, yes. But all to be done in the spirit of love, the spirit of grace, in the spirit of there's a better way. And I will help you, assist you, work with you however I can. I'm right here with you. Speaking the truth in love. Not, "how could you, you dummy?" This is not Sanford and Son. You are not a big dummy, even if your name is Lamont. No, there's a certain thing we speak, and there's a certain way we speak, a certain way we talk, that we communicate. John chapter 15. And, no, John chapter 14, sorry, verse 10. John 14, 10, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?" If you are a believer, you are in Christ, and because you're in Christ, you're in the Father. And the Father lives on the inside of you through the Holy Spirit. "I am in the Father and the Father is in me. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative." The words that I do not speak on my own initiative. Well, Brian, I just felt like telling him that. Somebody had to tell him, and it was going to be me. And I told it like it was, and I gave him a piece of my mind, and that's that. You be speaking on your own initiative. Well, I just wanted to give somebody a word. And I thought this was good a word as any. Hear ye, thus saith the Lord. You be speaking on your own initiative. Jesus said, "I don't do that. I don't just make stuff up to speak and call it a word from God." I'm not just talking about general conversation. He said, "I don't do that. I don't speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does the works." John chapter 8. Verse 26. "I have many things to speak and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these things I speak to the world. They did not realize that he had been speaking to them about the Father." He says, the things which I heard from him, you want to speak what you hear from God. If God tells you, if you hear it from God and God doesn't give you a check not to share it, and sometimes he might do that, everything that you hear is not to be shared. And usually just not at that time, but maybe at a seasonable time. But if you hear it from God and he allows you to share it, then you should speak what you hear. And you should speak it boldly, because it should not be your words. They should be his words. It shouldn't be what you came up with, what you decided was good, what you thought would get a response from the audience, what you thought people would enjoy. It should be, what did God say? What has God said? What has God revealed? And let that be that. Well, Brian, that's not exciting. God didn't say speak exciting words. He said, speak what I tell you to speak. And speak what I commanded you to say. Because he has given you a commandment of what to say and what to speak. And it's not, I'll never succeed. That's not the command that you got. The command that you got to speak was not, I'm broke and can't get ahead. It's, my God shall supply all of my need according to the living standard of heaven. We want to make sure that we speak with discipline and not recklessly. God has given us a mouth. He's given us a tongue to speak his things, to speak his words, to declare his words in the earth and establish what he's already established in heaven, here on earth. Verse 28, so Jesus said, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he. And here it goes again. This is the third time we're seeing it. And I do nothing on my own initiative, but I speak these things as the Father has taught me. You can't speak it if you haven't heard it. You can't speak it if you haven't been taught it. So as you learn of God, as you learn of Christ, that's what you want to be speaking. You've already had enough time in the world of speaking what the flesh wanted to speak. Now you want to speak what God wants you to speak. As you are learning in Christ, then speak that. Speak words of grace. Speak words of life. Speak words of victory. Speak words of truth. Speak words of encouragement. Speak words that build up, that don't tear down. It doesn't have to be mamby-pamby, like everything is all right if everything's not all right with what this person is doing. But you can speak the truth unashamedly, in love, with grace, with some seasoning on it. There are times that I had conversations with Pastor Jim, and I may not always be looking forward to what I thought he was going to say. He's surely going to get me this time. He's surely going to get me this time. You know what? He never got me. Because there was always grace mixed with truth. He never shied away from the truth. He always told you the truth. But there was grace with it. And there was always a better way and a way out. That's a good example. But I speak these things as the Father has taught me. Skipping down to verse 38, still in John chapter 8. I speak the things which I have seen with my Father. Can you see your Father saying that? Then why are you saying that? Can you see your father talking that way? Then why are you talking that way? He said, I speak what I've heard, I speak what I've been taught, and I speak what I've seen. Now, you know you never saw God doing that. You know you never saw your father say that. Then why are you saying that? You are his child. He is your father. He loves you. You love him. We want to speak like him. We want to talk like him. We want to say what he would say. Now, it's a work in progress for many of us. We all have had moments where we wish we could have took that back. But God is faithful. God is full of mercy and grace. And there's always room to get back up, dust yourself off, and go on. Continue to learn. Continue to grow. Continue to learn how to speak. Learn what to say. If you're struggling right now in that area, continue to press in. Continue to get in God's presence. Continue to open your spirit to him. See him. See Christ. And allow yourself to be formed into that image. To speak what he's speaking, to say what he is saying. Colossians chapter 4. Verse 5. Conduct yourselves with wisdom towards outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. Let your speech always be with grace, or let it be gracious, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will respond to each one the way you should. When you are speaking with grace, even when it's truth, and you are allowing your speech to be seasoned with salt, you will respond the right way to those who are on the outside. Because the verse 5 started off with saying, conduct yourselves with wisdom towards outsiders. If you're going to conduct yourself with wisdom towards those who are on the outside, you want to make sure you are speaking as the Father would speak. Not, you wicked sinner, you're going to hell. That may be true. Well, there's no may to it. But I can affirm what already is, or I can do what Jesus did and say, the kingdom has come. Will you embrace it? Will you receive the sacrifice that has been given, that has been offered? Will you receive the love of the Father? Jesus already knew they were dead. But he said, I came that they may have life, and that life more abundantly. You don't have to remind Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, you a clown. No, he said, get on down from that tree. I need to have dinner at your place. Moi? Me? It wasn't an approval of what he had done, of what he had been doing. It was a way of escape. So there's a certain way Jesus approached that situation. There's certain words that he spoke, and they were words of grace, even though Zacchaeus was a little rascal. but his name wasn't Spanky. God didn't tell me to say that. Just kidding. Just a little bit of fun. But we want our speech to always be with grace. And when we have that, we will respond. Some of us have been reacting, but that's just how I felt at the moment. And I got them. Said what I wanted to say. No, we want to respond, not react. We want to respond with grace, with some seasoning salt. Put some Lowry's on that word. James chapter 3. Verse 1, let not many of you become teachers, my brethren, knowing that as such you will incur a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect, mature, complete man, able to bridle the whole body as well. He says, if you can guard your mouth, you can keep everything else in check. Now, if we put the bits into the horses' mouths, so that they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. Look at the ships also, though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, are still directed by a very small rudder wherever the inclination of the pilot desires. If you can allow Jesus through you to steer your tongue, you can move what seems to be very large, very big situation by the words of your mouth. So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts great things. See how a great forest is set aflame by such a small fire. It didn't take a lot to cause that drama in that situation. Just one word of gossip. Planted, it kind of takes off. Just one misconstrued word, just one little lie, everything starts to blow up. You have drama in the family, drama in the house, drama in the church, drama in the business, drama in the government, because somebody said, and somebody heard what was said. And then somebody repeated what was heard. And then it went on and on. Before you know it, there was a great big fire. I call it a drama fire. Drama, drama, drama. Because of a very small thing, a word. And the tongue is a fire, the very world of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members as that which can defile the entire body and set on fire the course of our life, and is set on fire by hell. For every species of beasts and birds, of reptiles and creatures of the sea is tamed, and has been tamed by the human race, but no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men. Cursing men is not just profanity. As a matter of fact, it's not necessarily a cuss word at all. It is speaking death to a person. That's a true cuss word, a true curse word. Speaking death and not speaking life, speaking condemnation, giving them no way out, no grace, no seasoning. That is truly a curse word. Some children might be able to say, Daddy, why are you cussing me out? Well, I didn't cuss you. I didn't use a cuss word. You said I wasn't no good. That's a curse word. Mommy, why are you cussing me out? You said I was stupid. That's not a cuss word. Yes, it is. In father speak, it is. We either speak life or speak death. From the same mouth, verse 10, come blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way. Does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh water and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olives, or a vine produce figs? Nor can salt water produce fresh. We want to make sure that the commandment that God gave us to speak is what's coming out of our mouth. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20. With the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach will be satisfied. He will be satisfied with the product of his lips. You can use your lips to bring satisfying things into your life, to create satisfying circumstances and scenarios in your life. For some people, what they have and what they're dealing with is the product, good or bad, of what they've been speaking. It is the product of their lips. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. How do you speak to your brothers and sisters in Christ? Do you speak with love and grace, or do you speak with hatred, vengeance, and anger? How do you speak to your wife? How do you talk to your husband? What tone do you use? Is it full of grace and truth, or is it full of condemnation? How do you speak to your children? Is it the way their heavenly father would speak to them, or is it just what you felt like saying because you were mad? We want to make sure that we're speaking the life of God to the family, the words of God to the family. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11. Like apples of gold and settings of silver is a word spoken in right circumstances. Romans chapter 15, verse 17. Verse 18. For I will not presume to speak anything. I will not presume to speak of anything except that which Christ has accomplished through me. I'm only going to speak what God is doing in me and through me. I'm not even going to give time to the failures of yesterday, where I missed it, how I blew it. I'm going to speak about what God is doing today in me and through me, and not focus on the regrets of the past, of what I could have said, should have done, would have did, had I known to do it, but didn't. I'm not going to focus on the messes that I created. I'm going to focus and I'm going to speak about the goodness of the Lord. I'm going to speak about what God is doing in my life, what he's accomplishing through me, because it's not me, it's him through me and in me. When you speak about what God is doing through you, who God is in you versus how you view yourself, the bad things that you say about yourself, that you think about yourself. When you speak of what God is doing in you, for he is at work in you, both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. He who began a good work in you, he's faithful to complete it. That's what God is doing. When you speak that, that gives them glory. That makes them smile. My child is not hindered by events of the past, but is focused on my goodness and what I can do in them and through them. Well, that's it. All done. That's all, folks. Praise God. God has given us a commandment of what to speak and how we should speak it. Let's make sure that we are growing in speaking God's word. And when we say the wrong thing, we say, next time, I'm going to get it right. I'm going to say it right. You caught me at a weak moment. Amen? Amen. Praise God.
As usual, great word. Thank you, Brother Brian. We appreciate that. God is good. Yes. Father, we thank you for the word that we've heard. We receive it with thanksgiving. We receive it into our hearts. And we say that it belongs to us because you have given it to us. You have delivered it. And we receive it. Father, we thank you that it falls into good ground in our hearts, Father, and that it produces much fruit, that the words of our mouth will continually represent your heart and your will, your plan and your purpose, the way that you have sent it and what you have sent it to. We thank you. We will not turn loose of the word. We know the enemy comes immediately to steal it, but we will hang on to it. We will not let it go. We will practice and we will receive the good word that we've heard tonight. Thank you, sir. Praise God. Well, we had a good time in prayer meeting last night. We had a good crowd. We had an 18, I think, is what showed up. And hey, it was good. It was very, very, very good. I'm looking forward to the next one. It has yet to be determined if it will be every week. It may be like every other week, or you know, we'll figure that out and let you know before next Tuesday. But everyone's welcome, you know, obviously. But we'll see how that goes. Sunday, it's coming up. We're going to have church again, and looking forward to that. Again, if you're watching by live stream and you're in the Austin area, come on out. We're open. We've got people in here. I'm going to say you don't need to wear a mask. You can if you want to, but it's not required. And we've got plenty of open seats, plenty of room for however you want to come in and join and be a part of us. We look forward to seeing you and to being with you. Those here, would you stand, please? It's been good to be in the house of the Lord. I call you blessed. I say that you are the light of the world, and when you walk in the darkness is dispelled, and the light and the love of God shines forth from your life, and that you are the salt of the earth, and you bring seasoning, you bring flavor to every situation and circumstance, and it's good. And that you are the knowledge of the presence of God. You are the sweet-smelling aroma of his presence in every place that you go. And everything you put your hand to is prosperous and successful because you are surrounded with favor, and you are blessed because of your obedience to his word. Whom the Lord has blessed, none can curse. Love you all. We'll see you on Sunday, if not before. You're dismissed.